Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey folks, when you think about blockchain, are you thinking happy thoughts or are you thinking, what is that? Hey, I'm with Alex Stein today of the London Blockchain Conference. How are you doing today?
Yeah, doing very well, thanks, Kerry. How are you?
Good. I'll tell you what, last November, something came in my inbox about the London Blockchain Conference. I think I'm actually set for keywords with Google. Whenever the term comes up, I want it in my inbox because I think, Alex, those of us who know about blockchain, we see the power and the potential. What got you into blockchain in the beginning?
Actually, I've always been a tech guy, and I think what's really exciting about it is it's so many people know it for the wrong reason. So many people know blockchain because of crypto, and they know, and all they think about is the scams. We just had SBF and that court case. There's been other court cases, and it's really tainted what actually is an incredible underlying technology that has huge potential globally. Huge, and so many different industries as well. Like, we're not just people just have quite narrow focus when they think of blockchain and go, okay, that might be good for finance, but it can change supply chains, it can change governments, identity, etc. So there's just so many real world applications for it.
Yes,
that it's so exciting.
Here's one that I've found recently, and I know it affects everybody the last 48 hours, and that is when they go online. They don't know what's real. Like, in other words, especially here in the States, we don't know what stories are real anymore because of AI generated deep fakes. You don't know if what, and think about a world that doesn't know what's real anymore. I mean, it's literally the Matrix. So how does blockchain help? Well, I'll tell you what, I got thoughts on it about how it could actually create authenticated news stories where that trace back to the source, and through the power of blockchain, you could see that certain news channels are actually issuing those real stories. And if a news outlet does it wrong once, they're done. You know, like, in other words, okay, everybody starts out with 100% trust and truth. And then the moment you put out news that's fake, we can trace it back to your digital wallet, your blockchain. And as a result, everything now is, hey, let's not trust that source. What do you think about, a book came out the other year called The Truth Machine, but it was about blockchain. What about truth and blockchain?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree that we are in a post-trust world. There is such a lack of trust that our first instinct is to not trust rather than to trust. And it's when someone calls you up on the telephone and says, there is a problem with your banking. You don't think, oh, there must be a problem. You immediately, you know, back of your mind, and you're thinking, this probably is a fake. Then they ask you three questions about yourself, but they don't necessarily know the answers. So it's even strange. I mean, the amount of times I say, look, you've called me, I don't know that you're real. And I hang up the phone there and then, and then I don't have any banking for a week, and it's a problem. And I think there's, you mentioned news, and that's a huge problem in the whole fake news snowball that I think has been going for several years. It invades politics, and we've seen it with deep fakes of politicians. It invades privacy, and I mean, there's been some terrible things with deep fakes and pornography that I think is also can be very damaging. And all of these issues of non-truth can be fixed by verifiable blockchain on-chain proof.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you would have told us 20 years ago, you're going to drive in a stranger's car that you don't even know, you're going to sleep in a stranger's bed in their house, we would have said, what are you talking about? But Uber and Airbnb have allowed that. In other words, what they've done is they've added a layer of trust that we can scale trust fast because of the checks and balances. And with blockchain, a distributed ledger that is available, that's decentralized. Everybody on any device can actually trace the source. That actually allows trust to go fast. I want to show you somebody's LinkedIn. I don't know if you've seen this, but this is a person that I've only talked to once on the phone. So I don't know if they're real, really. But if you see Lee, right? Can you see my screen?
Yep.
I don't know if you know this now, but in LinkedIn, folks, if you're just listening on audio, I'm at somebody's LinkedIn. Her last name is C-H-A-N-A. It's Lee Chana, Digital Transformation and Tech Consultant. I scroll down, Alex, and I actually go to her licenses and certifications. Do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
When I click that, watch this, I'm able to show credential. And I don't know if it's going to show you the right screen or not, but when I click show credential, it literally locks. It connects to blockchain. And what this does is I can in like a couple seconds, I can essentially show you, watch this. Let me see if you can still see. Yep, you can see it.
Yeah, it's coming up with the credit. Yep. Yeah.
And then I can basically hit verify. Look at this. It's going through the blockchain protocols. Okay. So Credly is connected to blockchain and all these other ones are as well. And so you're starting to see LinkedIn use badges and basically show that there's legit connection and integration so that we know if somebody says they go to Harvard, they really went to Harvard. You're starting to see schools issue diplomas through blockchain. What else? I mean,
you're in the digital space there. You're on a digital social media platform, and that is digital to digital. But the digital space, the physical, and where the physical meets the digital, that's where people don't understand that this can have like huge bearings as well. You look at food supply chains. We all should be eating sustainable. If you do eat fish, you should be eating sustainable fish. You should be using fish that isn't trawler caught. Now, that is usually more expensive. And I'm not saying that the whole supply chain industry is corrupt, but I'm saying that it would be very easy for bad actors to put a sustainability stamp on something and sell it for more money when it's come from a trawler net or somewhere else. If you could guarantee that supply chain, that fish moves through that supply chain all the way to being on your fish at your fishmongers or on your supermarket shelf, and you can simply scan that and go through that same verification. So that's a physical product all the way until it's at your home, and you say, I just want to check that this was, and it says, yeah, this was caught by this was line fished on 3 days ago, it's been on ice all the time, like, so you understand the full supply chain, the verification that it's sustainable.
That's crazy.
It goes outside of the digital into the physical and digital space.
Folks, you got to catch this. So whether it's chocolate, whether it's coffee, whether it's fish, for us to be able to say with integrity that, yeah, we really are getting what we're saying we're getting. There's so much trust that you just mentioned. I'll tell you what, though, Alex, it goes the other way, too. There was maybe you have it in the UK. I don't know. You got to forgive me because I'm going to the London. I cannot wait. But I don't always know what translates. But Chipotle. You have Chipotle?
Yeah. We got Chipotle. Yeah.
Okay. So back in about 2017, 2018, there was a contamination at Chipotle. And I remember this because my kids kept saying, let's go to Chipotle. Nope, they're still shut down. No, they're still shut down. No, they're still shut down. There was a contamination. And it took them like 7-8 months to figure out the source.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they had to shut down every restaurant. Where you're talking millions of dollars. When instead, if they just would have had the ability to say that was actually an Australian beef farm at that place. Why? Because every vendor is putting their piece of food into the blockchain, and you can actually trace back. That is where things started to go south. You could literally find out in 8 minutes instead of 8 months. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's the millions that it could have saved Chipotle. And I think it wasn't a contamination, but it was a supply chain issue with KFC and chicken here in the UK. And I remember KFC suddenly shut down nationwide for a couple of days and until they could sort out that chicken shortage. But I think what's amazing, like a really like pertinent issue that is happening in the UK and because of Brexit, there are now some really difficult border control elements where certain things coming across and certain stamps are needed, etc. All of this bureaucracy that is, it can be absolutely streamlined with blockchain.
Yeah, you're right. And then in the States, we have voter issues. So there are so many things, Alex. Like, I think once your eyes are open to blockchain, you suddenly see, okay, it might not be for every single thing, but medical records and speed and, you know, surgeries and donor organs, like it just starts animals, you know, like extinction. I mean, it goes on and on. So you and I are obviously geeking out over this, but why, first of all, I'm thrilled that you all said, hey, Carrie, come talk about EZIP and intellectual property, how blockchain is actually helping that go faster, cheaper, easier. But let's talk about the conference, man. I don't even know the Excel, and like, I'm gonna actually show up the website. I'd love for you to give us a tour, because right now there's just a few tickets left. People can actually jump in and secure it today, digital or physical tickets. Just walk me around. What should I click on? What are we looking at?
Absolutely. So I think one of the best places to go, if you go to the agenda and hover over that, and you'll see that our tracks and topics there, and it'll be easier than going through the full agenda. Just to give an overview of really what we're talking about. I think what's really important about London Blockchain Conference, and where we maybe stand out from other blockchain conferences, is we are all about moving the needle forwards on enterprise and government adoption of blockchain technology.
Wow.
We are not a crypto show. We don't talk about coin price. We don't talk about trading coins. And we talk about the actual utility of the underlying technology. And we do that through these 7 tracks.
Interesting. I love this, by the way. Because, you know, I tell people I have a blockchain company, and immediately their eyes glaze over and they think that I'm talking about crypto. And actually, I don't know a ton about crypto. I know enough. But for the layperson, crypto runs on, I've used the explanation, like blockchain is a railroad and crypto runs on that railroad, but so do a ton of other utilities. Is that a good way of explaining it? I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you just think of it as the plumbing, and it's going to be blockchain will be the plumbing of the future internet. I think that's and it's how these things will come together. It's blockchain and AI and IoT, Internet of Things, this idea of all these connected pieces, and you can see our second track there, which is Unleashing Potential, the fusion of blockchain, AI, and emerging tech. Like, that is so exciting. Like, and we've got an amazing keynote from Scott Soldi, Chief Analytics Officer of FICO, and it's all about how blockchain is so important for the future of AI. We've been hearing so much about generative AI and all of these huge learning models, but how do you know you can trust the data that everything's built on?
Wow.
What if the foundation is not as solid as you thought? And the dangers of bad algorithms are outstanding, and there's some great pieces that have been written on how dangerous bad algorithms can be. But the power that you can have by having blockchain in the foundation of these large language models, and making sure that it is all verifiable and you can always pull up and say exactly where it came from.
That's so good. I see you got me under the Web3 renaissance, I think. IP protection in the creator's economy. Is that where I'm at?
I believe so. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm really excited to see your session. Like, you walked me through your product. I was just like, I get this totally. I mean, I can't remember how long it takes in the US patent office these days.
It takes about 3 years, and the average is 2.6 rejections. We're talking $30,000 US by the time you have lawyer fees. And then that's just to even get in the game. And then you need to do, you know, a child patent, and then you need to do essentially every few years, refreshing it. It is a beast, you know. And that's going to slow down ideas and creation, because if people feel like their ideas can just be stolen, they're not going to be that creative. So yeah. I love the fact that you have all been open to this talk. What can we expect? I feel like this is at one of the largest places in.
Yeah. So with the XL is an absolute air. Well, it's not just an aircraft hangar. It's multiple aircraft hangars back to back to back. And now we're obviously not taking the full space. We're taking a dedicated conference space on one end, but it's really well located from City Airport. It's on the Elizabeth line and on the Docklands Light Rail line as well. It is a conference venue all in one space. So if you need to, you can be in the conference and you can step out. We'll have a show floor with all the usual amenities of food and drink, but there'll be private spaces as well. If you, we all know people can't leave the office entirely. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to go and take a quick call from the office, come back, dive straight back in.
And the tickets are so affordable. Like, I couldn't believe it. There's a lot of conferences that are about future stuff that are quite expensive. I mean, we're talking, some have annual memberships of $20,000 to $50,000. This is a ticket that is quite affordable. You have a networking ticket, a 3-day ticket, and a VIP ticket as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the networking ticket is really if you're not coming to deep dive into the content, but rather come and really just experience being in that. A good conference should always be a marketplace under one roof. It should have buyers and sellers. It should have people constantly wanting to meet each other and talk to each other. And so that networking ticket is all about being in the center of that and meeting people and talking to people. You do have access to our spotlight stage, which is sort of a stage within the exhibition hall that's going to have things like live demos and pitches and some of our quick 20-minute sessions. But our 3-day pass is if you want to be able to deep dive into the content and also get that networking opportunity as well. So that's going to be able to get into all three of our stages. And then our VIP ticket is really for those people who want that extra sort of level of comfort. So guaranteed entrance into all of the sessions, as well as the entrance into the VIP lounge. An opportunity to network with the conference speakers and things like that. So it's very much, we wanted to try and price it at a level. We see the volume of people is going to really be an important part of the conference, and we want to make sure that someone who's not necessarily developing on chain yet, but wants to learn how to develop on chain, we want to be able to make sure they can come and afford to at least network with people and see what they should be doing, where the future lies.
I love this. And I mean, the group discounts, you're not talking, hey, you got to get 10. You're already giving group discounts at 3. So folks, I'm literally bringing some teammates. This is the type of thing, folks, where the VIP upgrade, you're talking one conversation in a VIP room could literally turn into, a 7-figure enterprise deal. I mean, it's unbelievable. What do you hope happens? I mean, first of all, how many years has this been going on? And what do you hope happens?
So this is our second year. And I think what we're looking at just doing is really building. As I said, we have a USP here, as not just really here in London, but I think across Europe, there are other blockchain shows that still allow themselves to become influenced by the crypto conversations. Yeah. We're really trying to stand alone, as this should be the place where enterprise and government come to really learn. So whether you're just starting out, your CIO has turned around to you and said, How should our product be interacting with blockchain? And you're like, I don't know. This, we want you to come. We want everyone from the beginners to the, okay, I've taken my first step. Maybe I've created a little private blockchain. I've got a big consultancy in to help me, but what's my next step? Where can I learn from others? And then all the way through to people who are advanced and the developers, etc. as I said, the best conferences will always be a marketplace under one roof. So we want to really bring that ecosystem, that marketplace all together and give them an opportunity to share, to interact, and to grow.
Folks, blockchain is going to affect you. It already is behind the scenes, and you either are going to be a late adopter, which I've never been. I'd rather be on the cutting edge because there's so much opportunity and you can actually start steering the conversation. So I feel that blockchain is going to be a technology that really allows our world to do what we need to do in terms of commerce. Alex, this has been fantastic. I know that we're down to just about a month or so. What do you tell somebody today who feels like, man, should I bring my whole company? Should I, like, are there digital passes? Are there online? What do you got?
Yeah, so we will be launching a virtual option in another 3 or 4 weeks. It's still just from the, we want to try and bring everyone together in person. The beauty of in-person conferences is that's
the basic direction. That's the
But yeah, I think come as a team, learn as a team is always, I think conferences are such a team sport. They can be quite lonely on your own. So always try and bring someone. I think there's a great opportunity to divide and conquer the content, the networking, the exhibitors, to be able to have all of those conversations in the right way. Take a look at the agenda, take a look at the content that is there and start making a plan. Okay, what is actually pertinent to me? We've got 7 tracks. We don't expect one person to stay in 7 tracks, in one of 7 tracks. And we don't expect one person to be able to attend all of the content. So have a look at the agenda, have a look at what we have.
That's so good.
Take a look through that. Secure your place as soon as possible.
Alex, this has been an absolute blast. Folks, I'm going to tell you the website again. It is literally londonblockchain.net, londonblockchain.net. You will be on the cusp of everything that is coming. This is not hype. This is not crypto. This is utility. And it is the practical effect into every industry that we're starting to see. So you might as well get in front of the game and make it happen. So Alex, thank you so much for all the value you've given us to today.
Oh, thank you so much, Kerry, for having me. It's been great. I mean, I could have geeked out on it for much longer.
Oh man, we see the power and the potential, and folks, once your eyes are open, of course, I wrote that book, Blockchain Life, and I really wrote it for my 70-plus-year-old parents, and they got it. So it dumbs it down into cookies at the bottom shelf. We call it, so that everyone can see the value. So thanks so much, everybody. Check it out. Get your ticket today. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Kerry Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.